Parents, if your kids love listening to audio stories, but you don't want them using your phone all the time to listen to them, you need a Story Button. Story Button is a screenless device that makes it easy to listen to kid podcasts, audiobooks, and more without having to use a tablet, phone, or keep track of any cards or toys. Fan favorites like Miles the Brave and Treasure Galaxy will give your kids an extra spark of exciting imagination, while the bedtime category will help your kids as they get ready to sleep. Go to storybutton.com to learn more and view all the content currently available in the library. Storybutton. Imagination lives here. Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. Today's episode is made possible through the generosity of the following families. Thank you so, so much to Angelica Riccio. I truly appreciate your support. Today's story is called Parting of the Red Sea. And this comes from Exodus chapter 14. I respect each family's ages and stages of life, so I have adapted some of this. Please go back and read the scripture yourself, including what is appropriate for your family members. Also, so that the kids get the context of the stories, I'd encourage you to go back and listen to any Exodus episodes you may have missed, as the stories will build upon themselves. Last week, we left off with God saving his people as he promised. They are finally free. Bags are packed. They are leaving Egypt and the mean king. But their adventure is not over yet. We pick up our story here. The king of Egypt was told,
God's people, well, they packed their bags and took some bread and juice, and off they went. I mean, they are out of here, king.
Then the king and his officers changed their minds about them. They said,
Wait, what have we done? We just let all the people leave. And we lost all our slaves.
So the king prepared his giant, shiny, two-wheeled war chariot that would be pulled by his galloping horses and took his army with him. He took 600 of his best chariots. Is 600 a lot or a little? Yeah, it's a lot. Remember, back then, they did not have tanks or helicopters. Instead, horses and chariots were their big tools to fight with. Okay, let's pick our Bible back up. The Lord made the king of Egypt stubborn. Off sped the king as he chased the Israelites, who were leaving victoriously. The king of Egypt came with his horses, chariot drivers, and whole army. And they chased and chased the Israelites. They caught up with the Israelites while they were camped by the Red Sea. The Israelites saw the king and his army coming after them. Oh, they were frightened and cried to the Lord for help. They said to Moses,
What have you done to us? Oh, why did you bring us out of Egypt only to die in the desert? We would have just been better off staying slaves in Egypt.
It sounds like they've suddenly changed their tune. They were all for being free until things got hard. How quickly they forgot how horrible it was back in Egypt. But Moses answered,
Don't be afraid. Stand still and see the Lord save you today. You will never see these Egyptians again. Just remain calm. The Lord will fight for you.
Then the Lord said to Moses,
Why are you crying out to me? Command the people of Israel to start moving.
Raise your walking stick and hold it out over the sea. The sea will split in two.
Then the people can cross the sea on dry land.
I have made the Egyptians stubborn, so they will chase you. But I will be honored when I defeat the king and all of his chariots. Then Egypt will know that I am the Lord. The angel of God usually traveled in front of Israel's army. Now, the angel of God moved behind them. Also, the pillar of cloud moved from in front of the people and stood behind them, so that it came between the Egyptians and the people of Israel. The cloud made it dark for the Egyptians. It was hard to see. But it gave light, like a flashlight, to the Israelites. The cloud kept the two armies apart all night. Moses held his hand over the sea. All that night, the Lord drove back the sea with a strong wind. The wind's force blew at the water. Large foam-capped waves sloshed around until suddenly the water was parting, making two humongous walls of water, and between the water was dry ground. No swimming or boats needed to cross now. Putting one foot in front of the other, the Israelites began to walk. All the grammys and grandpas, aunts and children, moms and dads, they all went through the sea on dry land. Seeing this, all of the king's horses and chariots and chariot drivers followed them into the sea. The Lord made the Egyptian army panic. He kept the wheels of the chariots from turning. They couldn't move. The Egyptians shouted,
"We're stuck! Let's get away from the Israelites! The Lord is fighting for them and against us!"
Then the Lord told Moses, "Hold your hand over the sea. Then the water will come back over the Egyptians, their chariots, and chariot drivers." So Moses raised his hand over the sea, and the water rushed back together. The two water walls slapping and sloshing as they collided. The sea became deep again. No more dry ground to cross on. So that day, the Lord saved the Israelites from the Egyptians. When the people of Israel saw the great power that the Lord had used against the Egyptians, they marveled and were amazed at the Lord. And they trusted the Lord and his servant Moses. Well, that is it for our story today. We did it. We started this journey in Exodus weeks ago, beginning with Moses as a baby. And now, we are at the end of our series with Moses leading the people to the promised land, just as God had promised. All of these stories have been from the book in the Bible called Exodus. Do you know what this word means? Exodus means a large group of people leaving. Were the Israelites a huge group of people?
Yes.
Yes. And did they leave Egypt? They sure did. In today's story, when the people were stuck between the sea and the scary Egyptians chasing them, how did they feel?
Scared.
Some of you may have said they were panicked, scared, or anxious. This was not turning out how they thought it should. It was confusing. Do you ever get a little nervous or scared of things in life? Like, maybe you get nervous at the dentist's, or maybe doing the right thing, even when no one else is, makes you feel confused. Go ahead and share with your family a time you've felt nervous or confused. I'll wait. Well, You are not alone. We've all felt this way before, even grown-ups. In our story, did God make them use their own muscles and strength to make it through the sea?
No.
No. Did God use His strength to help them? He sure did. God doesn't ask us to do everything by ourselves. He will always be with us. We can pray to Him and ask for His help, just like Moses did. At first, things didn't seem to turn out like Moses thought they would. Life is full of twists and turns. But did God have a plan and keep His promise? Yes, God did. God will always keep His promises. One of these wonderful promises is that He will always be with us. Thank you again for listening, everyone. And as always, bye for now.
For all the parents out there, picture that it's bedtime. You and the kids have been busy all day. You know they're tired, but for some reason, they just won't go to sleep. And for this reason, I created the podcast Bedtime History. Bedtime History is a series of relaxing history stories that end with an inspirational message. With over 2,000 positive parent reviews, Bedtime History is one of the top education podcasts. Join me and listen to Bedtime History every Monday and Thursday on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.